Dr. Garlock, a vessel has entered the Mercury Inclusion Zone.
A Treen ship, Captain.
The drive signature is plasma-driven, but there are other conflicting signals. It does not conform to recognized specifications.
Is it heading for us?
No, sir. On its current trajectory, its destination is the planet Earth.
Ah. To my knowledge, there is only one ship recorded with such modifications. The Earth ship Anastasia.
The criminal, Colonel Dare.
Indeed.
Then the Supreme Leader must be informed.
No doubt he is already aware, Captain, and will be taking appropriate action.
Dan Dare, Marooned on Mercury, dramatized for radio by Mark Platt.
Digby, what are you doing up? This is Peabody's watch.
She's been working. I'll let her sleep in.
Oh, I'm sure she'll appreciate that.
It's okay. I'm on my fourth crossword already.
I'm more of a Sudoku man myself. You can see Mercury better now. I guess this is as close as we get.
Not much of a view. Not with it punch-holed against the sun.
Course correction. Estimated time to home destination, 8 hours, 31 minutes.
If you call that home. We go from one tin can to another.
Three down. Floral tribute at the dairy show. 9 letters. 7th letter's a C.
It's 10 months since we last touched down. Actually set foot on solid Earth. Can you remember what fresh air smells like? I can't. I want to stand outside looking at clouds. Proper grey ones. Getting soaked in the rain. Being trapped on a space station. That's not back home at all.
No choice, have we? Leastways out here, we're not in quarantine.
We're still walking time bombs, waiting for the trigger. I better check on Peabody.
Right. I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, and Digby, it's Buttercup. Your clue.
Oh, of course it is. Dairy show. That's the one.
Peabody, you awake? Peabody.
Sorry, Dan. Missed my shift. Not feeling so good.
You're not well? Right. How long? Nauseous? Feverish?
All of the above.
Come on. Sit down. What can I get you? You know the medkit better than me.
No, nothing like that. It's just something self-inflicted. It'll soon pass. It has before.
Peabody? Not again. How many times have I told you not to run tests on yourself?
It's a small experiment, that's all. I have to get the virus isolated. I don't like conundrums that answer back.
So you're making yourself ill?
I'm already ill. We all are. But that virus, it's manufactured. Not organic at all. It knows I'm after it, and it dodges every time.
Crafty.
It's laughing at me. I know it is. It's programmed that way.
And I bet it has a face like the Mekon, wherever he is.
That teleport system on the Red Moon... I thought that might be useful or adaptable, acting as a screening process.
But there wasn't time. Not after Eagle Corps turned up.
No. It was just a thought. Keep trying. That's all I can do.
What the... Someone's in trouble.
Run a sweep. See if you can get a fix on it.
Already checking.
Digby, that voice. I know it.
I'm picking up an object about 100 clicks off starboard, Vector 86.
This is Sondar of the Tree.
Sondar? Out here?
Emergency. It's small. Emergency. Could be an escape pod.
Help is required.
He can't keep that up all night.
Better go and haul him in then. Computer? Switch docking controls to manual.
This is Sondar of the Tree. Assistance is required.
Assistance is required. I have limited air. Time is running out. This is Sondar of the Treen.
Any sign?
Assistance is required.
It's dark.
This is Sondar of the Treen.
It's a recording.
Assistance is required.
We've been set up. There's no one here. Sondar? It is you. Digby, he's here.
Get out. Get away now.
You're hurt. And a long way from home. What are you doing out here?
I'm the bait in the trap. Now please, get away.
Colonel, we've got company. Another ship bearing in. A right big bugger.
They're coming. Get yourself clear.
Not without you. Come on, lean on me. What the hell's that?
They just grabbed us. Get back in here now.
It's some sort of tractor beam.
And I can't pull clear till the Colonel's back on board.
Why? What's he doing?
We have a guest.
What?
Digby, we're back in. Closing the airlock now.
You and Sondar better strap yourselves in.
Sondar?
Don't ask. Hang on tight, Prof. Engaging drive now.
They'll tear this ship apart.
Who is it? Who's out there?
Our enemy. I told you to go.
Sondar, what are we getting into here?
Can't pull away. It's dragging us in.
The escape pod. Jettison it. The traction beam has limited range. The disturbance should disrupt the energy field.
Did you get that, Digby?
Escape pod jettison in 5 seconds.
You bet I did. Hold tight.
We're pulling clear.
Warning. Plasma leak in engine 2.
Plasma injection's blown on engine 2.
We can't stop here to do repairs, not in full view.
And that ship's closing in again. 3 clicks off. Port Vector 1-1. Big as a jumbo tanker.
Well done, Digby. That threw them.
Not for long. We're down to auxiliary.
We won't get far on that.
Head for the planet.
Sondar!
Head for Mercury.
You're joking. That hellhole. There's good reasons no one goes there. It's just a burnt rock.
Trust me. The ship pursuing us is spacebound. It cannot make planetfall. It can't maneuver like us.
Fine, I'm not arguing. Mercury it is.
They can still target us on the surface.
There's been a distinct lack of missiles so far. Funny that.
Because they want the Anastasia.
That figures.
So they must know us. Sondar, what happened on Venus? Why aren't you back at home?
Too much to tell now.
Is that a Treen ship?
It's turning.
If we circle to the far side of the planet, out of scanning range...
We won't have long to find a safe landing site.
On the sun side, we'll be barbecued alive.
The polar regions will give us cover to effect repairs.
Maybe, but we'll still be pushed for time.
Professor, do not forget. I know the principles of this ship better than any of you. I did, after all, design it.
The enemy ship is running, sir.
Straight into our arms. Not exactly as the Supreme Leader anticipated, but still.
He always equates for such irregularity. He is our beacon in the universe of chaos.
Such faith, Captain. We bow before our leader's knowledge. We must mobilize the worker gangs. If that ship lands, we need to be ready for them.
Told you. Nothing down there but craters.
Negligible atmosphere, too.
I'm going in low. The closer we put down to the Sunset Terminator, the more dark time cover we get.
The dark doesn't mean they can't locate us.
You do realize the average night on Mercury lasts about 88 days.
I don't intend staying that long.
No sign of the cruiser yet.
It'll be following.
Let's just find a decent parking space.
Oh. Whoa. Steady, Sondar. It's okay. Just sit back.
It's a curse. Our curse.
It's him on that ship, isn't it? It's the Mekon.
That name is forbidden.
He has plenty to answer for.
Is it him? Is he there?
That name is no longer spoken on my world. For the sake of our future, it has been scratched and cut from our past.
I understand that, Sondar. But you're not on Venus now.
Those were bright days after it gone. A new beginning, or so we thought. But the scars run deep.
Pure poison. That's all the Mekon is.
His spies were at work. One of his chief scientists, a doctor called Garlock, started to nurture dissent. He spoke openly against me. I ordered his arrest. But instead, Garlock's supporters took me.
To him? To the Mekon?
I never saw him. But I knew he was there. He's gathering power. Planning his return.
They kidnapped you. And starved you?
I refused to eat. I thought they'd leave me to shrivel away. But then they came and threw me into their escape pod with a false message to draw you in.
Because the Mekon knows we couldn't desert an old friend.
Check stabilization system.
Now what?
Damn. Chara number one's offline. The tractor beam must have messed with it.
We're destabilizing, and we're still 60 clicks off the night side.
Can you get us down?
I can, yes. Not necessarily in one piece.
Oh, great.
Cut the drive system.
What?
Cut the engines?
Extend the subwings. They'll carry us down.
Now, hang on. The subwings act as stabilizers, right? But without the thrust...
They will reach the atmospherics and compensate.
Of course.
I bet that's not in the manual.
Hang on, all of you. There we go. Just coasting in.
Like a glider.
Brilliant. Brilliant design, Sondar.
Ingenious.
It was a theory. Untested till now.
Oh, right. Might have known. Guinea pigs again.
There's an open crater up ahead. We could try for that.
Fewer rocks, you mean?
We'll still be in daylight. Not enough cover.
And it may well be turbulent.
Who cares? Sit tight. I'm going in.
Mercury base to flagship?
Report, Garlock.
Supreme Leader, the errant ship has grounded. We have their location.
As I predicted.
Of course, Great One.
There he sits at my mercy. The insufferable Earth hero, Colonel Dare. Fetch him and his ship at once.
The worker gangs have already been dispatched, sir.
How apt. And now my triumphal return to Venus will be all the sweeter with Dan there as my instrument of revenge.
Check the seals on my heat suit, Digby.
Right, hold still.
We could wait. It'll be dark in 4 hours.
Everything takes too long here.
The hull needs a once-over for damage.
Please hold still, sir. Okay, left side done.
That cruiser could be down on us any time.
Circling like a blooming vulture. How long can we stay outside?
It's over 400 degrees out there. The suits won't protect you for long. 15 minutes at most?
No, we hang on till it's down to minus 100.
No chance.
Freeze or fry. What a planet. Okay, sir. That's it. You're done. Boots set to grab 3. Ready when you are.
Right then. Helmets on. Welcome to Mercury.
Desolate, abandoned.
That's assuming there was something here in the first place, which by all accounts there wasn't.
You'll be wanting me to plant a flag next.
Or say something meaningful.
Oh no, no more vlogging.
clinker and ash. Quite crumbly. It may have cushioned the landing.
Are we checking the hull or not?
Once round, then. Before Peabody starts panicking. Then we'll start on the drive system.
My ship is in safe hands.
Given half a chance, I think the Colonel would marry the Anastasia.
That's an Earth custom, I assume.
Not yet.
And the virus? When did you find a cure?
We didn't.
Oh.
Not from lack of trying.
But you have been home to Earth.
No further than a quarantine station in orbit.
That is hard. My sympathies to you.
We could see home, but we couldn't get there. Top scientists were ferried in and out. There was even talk of freezing us till they found a solution. All very impersonal.
And intolerable.
I thought I might find an answer out here. No such luck. But I will find a way to isolate the nanite virus. It's no fun being a weapon of mass destruction. Colonel, any damage?
Some nasty abrasion to the port wing.
But nothing serious.
Isn't that bad enough? Scratch is nearly a meter long.
They'll soon heal. You have 8 minutes.
Understood. They're out.
Professor, down there. Towards the lip of the crater. Those rocks.
They're moving.
You worry too much. It's nothing a lick of paint won't put right.
It'll still look rubbish.
Oh, it's getting too hot. Can't stick this much longer. Have you seen enough?
Colonel Digby, get back in. Something's moving out there.
They can't be here already.
Which way?
Starboard, just below the crater's edge.
Are you getting that? What is that?
Incoming dust storm. Get back in.
Colonel, over here.
But there's no wind.
Colonel!
Digby? Where are you? Can't see a thing.
Where are they?
Colonel? Digby? Colonel, respond, please. Useless. The system's dead.
I can't see them below. The dust's blocking everything.
We can't leave them out there. Not in that.
Is there a spacesuit I can use?
You'll never manage them on your own.
Then we do it between us, Professor. We can attach a line.
What was that?
Something on the hull.
There!
It blocked half the window.
Some sort of giant beetle. Is that what stirred up the dust? The airlock! They're down there! Can you see them?
Someone? It's the Colonel!
They're both there. Digby's hurt.
Outer airlock. Opening.
No, there's something else too.
I can't stop it now.
One of the rock creatures. It's inside.
Outer airlock. Closing.
Peabody, don't open the inner door.
I can't leave you in there.
Pressurizing. Open.
Where are your weapons?
Open.
Can you hear it? It's speaking.
Your weapons, Professor. We can fight it off.
Open.
Yes, I hear you.
Airlock. Pressurized.
Air gulags. Open!
Air gulags?
No, Peabody!
Can you understand it? What does it say?
Air gulags!
She wants to come in.
She?
You must not hurt my friends!
No! We need weapons! Don't let it in!
Open! No, Peabody!
Actually, yes.
Hold it back! Shut the door!
No! She won't hurt you! She's waiting.
Not on my ship, she's not. One of you hang on to Digby, will you? The heat got to him. Air cooler.
Yes. Peabody. That's me. Come inside.
Against my orders.
Peabody.
Come in, Ergulux.
You better be right.
We are travelers from a world called Earth. Far away. In the sky.
And I thought first contact protocol was my job. But that's fine. You just carry on. Let's get Digby some air.
We mean you no harm.
I was wrong. That's not rock. It's protective armor.
Train!
She recognizes you.
It's all right. Don't be afraid. This is Sondar. He's our friend.
What other Train has she met?
Ask her what she wants.
You...
What's happening? Are we at sea?
We're being carried.
I knew it. I'm delirious, aren't I?
No such luck. We're being carted by a herd of oversized dung beetles.
The whole ship?
Yep.
Delirious. I knew the heat would do for me.
Here, drink this. You need rehydrating.
Thanks. What is that?
You'd better ask Peabody. She let her in.
Her name is Ergulux.
Erga who?
Ergulux. She's a native Mercurian.
Right. How do?
Keep down.
The what? What's she saying?
They're taking us undercover. It seems they expected us.
Don't know if that's good or not.
She has few words, but her meaning is clear.
I know. Like a gut reaction. Almost instinctive.
It's empathy.
Right. Not a lot of that where I come from. Especially for bugs.
It opens.
Struth, have you seen out there?
The crater wall.
It opens.
You're dead right it does. The whole cliff face.
You see? You understood that?
What sort of leverage does it take to open that up?
We're moving again.
But if we go in, who says we're ever going to fly back out?
Ship came down in Sector 4-7, Supreme Leader. The work gangs have located them and are carrying it in.
And the crew? They must not be harmed yet.
They are accounted for and will be presented to you.
You have been efficient, Garlock.
Sir, I would ask one favor.
You may. Ask.
The traitor, Sondar. Would you grant me the opportunity to analyze his brain for my own studies?
Sondar is mine. He opposed me. The dissection and analysis are my right.
Of course, Supreme Leader. Thank you.
However...
Sir?
Your initiative is noted. As long as it is tempered with deference, I shall allow you the privilege of observing my work.
I am honored, sir.
You are. The time of my restoration approaches. You are part of that scheme, Garlock. But know your allotted place. Do not exceed what you were born to.
It's not dark down here, is it? Hardly like caves at all.
The fluorescence on the walls must be a type of lichen.
It's like a forest tucked under the surface.
Is it natural, do you reckon?
Yes, I do. It's no different from Earth.
You're joking, this?
Wherever we look, Venus, Mars, there's life in some form. It always finds new ways.
There are some who consider that a threat.
Ergulax, are you in charge? How far are you taking us? Do you understand me?
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Needed. You are needed.
She's in distress.
She's downright terrified.
Yes, but who of? Us? Or something else?
Well, there's a turn up.
She breathes oxygen.
We have a whole new environment down here.
And her pebble-granite look is just protection for the surface.
You haven't answered, Ergulux. Who sent you?
Help! Help for Ergulux! Help for Raylor!
Whoever that is.
Who are you afraid of? We won't hurt you.
Well, as long as they don't hurt us.
That is Treen.
She fears me.
We told you. Sondar is an ally, not an enemy. Not all Treen are unfriendly. Only a hateful few.
I can think of better ways to describe the Mekon. Pure poison for a start.
She knows him. Ergulux, is he here? Who have you seen? I'm ready to help you.
Good, Trine?
Yes, if you'll trust me.
We're stopping. Is this it? Are we here?
Steady!
My poor ship.
Raylor.
There's a campsite down there. Hundreds of tents.
We move through our forest halls.
So they could be travellers. Or nomads.
We're getting a crowd. Spindly, aren't they? Even the kiddies. Like a load of stick insects.
Who sent you for us? Was it the Trine?
Cruel Trine. Hurt the Raylor.
Your people. The Raylor.
Will you show us?
Digby, you better stay put. Check what needs repairing.
Okay, boss. Suits me.
You may need help. I shall stay too. I may not be welcome out there.
Good idea.
Right. Egalux, we're ready. Take us outside. Hello? Hello?
They don't say much, do they?
Hello? I'm Dan. What's your name? Not much luck. Sorry.
These Mercurians are in rags. Undernourished. They don't look well. And their eyes are dull. Sluggish.
I knew we should have brought gifts.
They couldn't afford to trade.
No, just gifts. Goodwill and all that first contact stuff. Ergalax, are you in charge around here?
In charge?
Deciding things. The chief.
I don't think they work like that. It's more like a commune.
The Trine hurt the Raylor.
How? What do they do?
Dan, look at this one. There are whiplashes.
Slave labor. How did this happen? Did the Trine do it?
We fetch. We carry.
A wagon? Is this what you gather for them? This is some sort of fungi.
What would the Trine want with giant toadstools?
Trine are cruel, pure poison.
Yes, but this stuff, is it food?
No. It kills us.
These gyros need realigning.
Right. But the engines, they're not as bad as we thought.
Peabody was right. Her team have followed my designs, with some intriguing improvements.
Shouldn't take long, then. Assuming we can fly out of here when it comes to it. Well, they're back quick. Colonel, that you? Trines!
Ah! Digby!
Sonda, there is no escape, traitor.
Captain... That is enough. Do not damage him. Sonda, here you are, the self-proclaimed savior of Venus.
Garlock.
Welcome to Mercury. We were expecting you. Colonel Dare.
I didn't know you'd given up science, Garlock. Still, posting a leader's guard squads might prove less of a challenge for your overtaxed brain.
You insolent!
Hey, leave Sondar alone. You're wasting your time looking for the Colonel here. He's long gone.
Without his ship. That seems neither likely nor logical.
He's full of surprises.
I doubt that. He's here somewhere. Captain, search the encampment. Order the work gangs to carry the ship into the base and bring these two new specimens with it.
Open your eyes wider, please. Thank you.
Well, any luck?
The illness seems to be confined to the villagers handling the fungi.
So it is toxic. That's why Ergalux says her people usually avoid the fungus forest.
Not all mycotoxins are poisonous. Some can be quite useful.
In the Mekon's hands? Why else would the Trine organize the mass felling?
To develop drugs from it.
Or chemical weapons.
Any chance of finding a cure?
I need samples to do proper analysis.
Dream. Haunting. Dandere.
Through the village?
Damn. Should have guessed that.
Can we reach the ship?
Doubt it. That's the first place they'll look.
No time. Dream. Taking Dare's birdship.
Where are they taking it?
What about Digby and Sondar? Were they there?
Digby and Gudrun, taken by Bad Dream.
Let me see.
Dan, wait!
My ship! They're taking it away!
Dan, keep down!
Ergolux, where are they going?
Great tents. Hard walls. Many Dream bad.
They've got a base here. They must have. We need to go after them.
You go.
What?
I need to study the fungus.
That's what's important, is it? What is it with you, Peabody? What about Digby?
It depends on my findings. The fungus must have unique properties. Maybe medical. Otherwise, why bother? It might save us all.
Really?
I have to know.
We've just lost everything!
What is the holder? Hide. Dream. Coming.
There's nowhere to go.
Here. Hide. Here.
The wagon? But it's stacked with fungi.
Where's it going? Is it going to the base?
Ergolux takes it.
Brilliant. Thank you. Get inside, Peabody. Come on, before they spot us. They'll never look in here.
It's toxic. We'll be rolling in poison.
It's not for long. Get in, bury yourself.
Only mad people would do this.
Certify me.
Specimens. That's what he called us. I mean, me, that I can understand. I'm not a bloody Treen. Oh, no offence, Sondar. But you? Well, you're his own kind.
I'm still Garlock's enemy, Digby. I overthrew the world he was born into, and he was born for great things. He was a chief scientist. Ambition drove him. And on Venus, nothing was higher than science.
You got rid of that tyrant, the Mekon.
Who created the only way of life Garlock understands. He was bred to think that way. He'll never change.
Well, don't know about that. Seems to me the people were desperate for new ideas.
Not all. Until his downfall, our supreme leader ruled Venus with a cruel hand. But Venus alone, one world. But now he's banished, he's turning his attention to others. He wants Venus back, but that will be just the start. Perhaps I caused that. Perhaps I should have suffered in silence.
No, you were right. The Mekon got the good kicking he deserved. But now Garlock's got it in for you. Both of us. Specimens stuck in a glass tank. In a row of glass tanks. Now I know how a lab rat feels.
You will atone for your treachery, Sondar.
What do you want, Garlock?
I am honored to oversee the exalted supreme leader's plans to reclaim Venus.
You and whose army?
You were exposed as a spy and had to flee.
I brought you to justice. Where is Colonel Dandere?
Couldn't say, mate. Could be anywhere. But he never lets up. Not the Colonel. And once he's got you in his sights, Garlock, he never lets go. You're a marked man. Think about that, eh?
We shall see. Attention, Colonel Dare. Surrender immediately, or your fellow criminals will be executed. All workers. The criminal Earthman Dan Dare is amongst you. This Earthman is a danger. He must be caught and handed over.
If the intruder is not apprehended by the end of this workspan, the Treen, your masters, will commence the execution of your people.
They're getting rattled. Which makes it dodgier for us.
If we get inside the base.
Still rather be back at the camp.
I have work to do.
The locals would hand you over as soon as look at you. What about Digby? Oh, this stuff.
You think I'm callous, don't you? But I won't give up.
I know. What's the date? Back on Earth, I mean. Because I think I've missed my dad's birthday.
What?
I bet no one visits him. Not even Uncle Ivor. I meant to send him a vid card, but it's so damn hard keeping track of the days out here.
How are you feeling?
Nauseous, lightheaded. What do you expect?
It's like cerebral hypoxia. I think this fungi absorbs O2. Maybe that's what makes the Raylor sick. Oxygen starvation.
We'll be fine. We have to be.
We've stopped.
This. Take this.
Ergolux? Are we inside already?
Soon. Take this.
It's a factory. They're building spaceships. Battle cruisers.
A new war fleet, ready to retake Venus.
The Venusians don't stand a chance. Not against that lot. No one does.
Still no sign of Digby.
Or the Anastasia. God, she looks small against these hulks. Oh, my head.
Take this. Drink.
What is it?
Drink. No time.
It's an infusion. Made from the lichen.
To give us oxygen. Should have thought of that. Oh, yes. Tastes just like seaweed.
Better? Good?
Oh, yes. Very bracing. Thanks, Ergolux. You're a lifesaver.
Yes, thank you. Oh, yes. Better already. I'll need samples of this, too.
Many train here. Stay in. Ergolux takes you.
They're kind, aren't they? Good people. It's almost tangible.
And that's the telepathic undercurrent.
Too docile to stand up for themselves. Born to be slaves.
They've never had to resist. This world, however harsh it seems, had a perfect balance.
Not my idea of paradise.
It was their utopia.
Until the Treants smashed it up.
Dan, your dad...
Mm.
The chances are he wouldn't notice the lack of a birthday card.
I know. But I'd still feel less guilty. Don't suppose I'll get another chance now.
So what now? Oi, Gulag, garlic, whatever you call. Specimens need feeding, you know, and other facilities too. Otherwise, we waste away.
Don't encourage him, Digby. He'll already have other experiments in mind.
I had proposed a slow, microscopic dissection of your brain pan, Sundar.
Oh, Garlock, your supreme leader won't be amused if you've deprived him of that pleasure.
He has already laid claim to the task.
My condolences.
But I shall be assisting him. As for the Earthman, his crude brain is hardly worthy of study. It can be passed down to lower-level students for their practical edification.
I've had enough of this. Where's that tadpole the Mekon got to?
Digby, be careful.
Still stuck up there in his spaceship, is he? Isn't it time someone gave his brain a good dissecting?
It is profanity to insult the Supreme Leader, even to think it.
Harlock, your report. I am waiting.
Oh-ho! Right on cue. How about that? Run along, Garlock, but don't hurry back. We're not going anywhere.
This way. No train here.
Let's just get out of this truck.
Ergolux, is this safe?
They are my people.
It would only take one of them to report us.
And if you're caught too...
We die. Always die. Help us, Dan Dare.
Then stand up for yourselves. You don't have to die. Fight back.
Fight back.
To get your freedom back.
Please. Help us find Digby and Sonda.
Go. Find them. Go.
Thank you.
Dan, this is a refinery. automated too.
For the fungus, yes.
And there's protective gear. For the Treen, at least. Forget their slave workers.
But good cover for us. Let's see what they're up to.
You say the work gangs are still searching?
Supreme Leader, Colonel Dandare will be found.
And his ship, the Anastasia? It is no longer detected on the surface. It is not amongst the new fleet. So where is it?
It is on its way.
I understood, Garlock, that you were in control of our Mercury base. Was I wrong to entrust you with such responsibility? Or have you some concealed plan of your own?
You are infallible, oh great one.
But apparently you are not.
This delay will not be tolerated.
The work gangs are unreliable, primitive.
It was your task to remedy that. Without Dare and his ship, without these elements, my brilliantly conceived plan cannot advance.
Supreme Leader, I serve only you, the one Nikon.
Then prove it. Find them. Or must I tear the entire planet apart for you?
The automated process finishes through here. They're sealing the refined fungus in these glass spheres.
The packaging's a bit fragile, isn't it?
Then don't touch it.
No, of course not, sorry.
I put the other one back too, for God's sake.
Sorry. It's a bomb factory.
Well, obviously.
Hang on.
What are you doing?
This valve's loose.
Dan, no! Put it back! Idiot! That stuff is lethal!
You're not kidding! A whole vat full. God, sorry.
Take it easy.
Nearly pulled my lungs inside out.
Instant depletion of O2.
And that's in protective gear.
And under mass production.
Don't let them escape. Take them.
Dan, run!
Sorry.
Come on!
Hold them.
Get away from me!
Remove their visors. Colonel Dandare. You kept us waiting too long, Earthman.
It's Dr. Garlock, I presume.
That traitor Sondar has been filling your ears with lies, no doubt. And this is Professor Peabody, yes? A fellow scientist.
Not a scientist like you. Not ever.
You would do best to curb that aggressive hostility. Our exalted supreme leader speaks with admiration of your intellect and logical rigor.
He knows nothing.
He knows more than you could ever comprehend. Take them through. Professor Peabody, this is my laboratory.
It looks like the Mekon's work to me.
Where are our friends? And where's my ship?
We have a range of specimens housed in the tanks. Mainly indigenous animals. However...
Colonel!
Digby! And Sondar, thank God for that.
Colonel, I'm sorry to see you here.
What have they done to you? Are you hurt?
They haven't started yet, but I'm not pushing my luck.
They never harmed you, Garlock. Let them go.
Never harmed? Ask the people of Venus who lost their glorious leader. And you will soon be part of his restoration.
No chance. We'd never betray Venus.
I fear, Colonel, that those few days of hope are over.
Long over. Take comfort that your capture has saved the lives of 100 Mercurians.
What are you developing here?
From the fungus? Explanations are tedious. Far better to demonstrate.
What's he saying?
Garlock, no. Don't you dare.
A simple release of 1 micron of the concentrate into the tank.
No!
Stop it now!
Colonel, help us!
Let them out! The Raylor. The ones in the next tank.
It's not us. It wasn't us.
You murderer!
Scientist, Professor. would I throw away my most valuable assets?
Is that what you'll do to Venus? A whole planet?
As revenge for saving my world?
All my own work. Thank you, Sondar. All mine.
What's that?
No, not now.
It's the teleporter.
Bow down. The Supreme Leader himself comes among us.
Garlock.
Great one. We are honored.
I am taking charge of this project. Colonel Day, we meet again. At last.
Supreme Leader, as you instructed, I bring you Colonel Dare and his crew.
And the Colonel's ship? That is also required.
That's what I want to know.
It is also recovered, Great One. My staff are assessing its flight worthiness.
You covet it for yourself?
No, Great One.
Just as you covet my throne.
But I would never countenance such...
Garlock! Put these humans in the tank with the other prisoners.
Supreme Leader.
But not Dare. He and I have much to discuss. Bring him to the refinery.
Welcome to the Mekon's lab, Peabody. Typically not five-star accommodation, mostly windows.
Shut up, Digby.
Why has that little despot bagged the Colonel? What's he after?
For all his logic, he has a sour heart, ripe for vengeance.
He's also an infuriating genius with a box of deadly weapons and the temper of a spoiled toddler.
I was surprised to find you still alive, Colonel.
Tough. We don't give up that easily.
Nor I.
First you want me dead, now you have other plans. Come on, make your mind up.
Circumstances change. You have seen my refinery already.
You're producing a lethal concentrate from the local fungi. Typically nasty stuff.
No doubt Peabody explained that to you. It consumes the oxygen from everything it contacts. Instantaneous death to all life forms. It will be introduced into the atmosphere of Venus.
Your own planet? Now hang on. You'll be wiping out your own people.
They opposed me.
That's millions of them. That's genocide.
Not genocide. Genesis. After one solar year, the toxin will have dissipated, leaving emptiness. A void ready to be filled.
A clean slate.
And I shall reseed my new world. New life ruled by order and reason. No more chaos or dissent, no more impurity. I shall recreate it in my own image. Perfection.
Maconta 2.0.
Venus reborn. The heart of my empire.
And it won't stop there. What's next? Earth? All the other planets? Even this one? All wiped away?
You killed my first world. You destroyed the order and the contentment that I built.
Don't kid yourself. It was already rebelling.
You were the toxin, Dande. And they call you their savior. How logical that you and your ship will deliver its cleansing. And its rebirth, too.
Sondar? How did the Mekon get down here?
He'll have set up a teleporter link between his flagship and the base. It's something he's worked on for years.
Only we saw something similar on the Red Moon. I thought it could be useful, but I never got a chance to find out. I want a closer look.
And I want to find the ship. Trouble is, we've got half the Treen army to get past.
It's Urgulux. What's she doing?
He's a she.
Urgulux?
She's in distress. I can feel it. Burning in my head.
Why kill? Why do they kill?
Urgulux, can you get us out?
Must I
Get back! Back to your work!
Blimey! She didn't even touch him!
Telekinesis? But used like that? Perhaps the worm's turning at last. Urgulux, we have to get out!
She'll never open a coded lock.
Keep back!
Struth!
Urgulux, you saved us again. Thank you.
Shame.
No, no shame at all. Bloody scary, though.
We cannot stay here.
If someone could harness that power.
Digby, try to find the Anastasia. Take Urgulux with you.
No problem. She's straight through there in dry dock. What about the Colonel?
Leave that to us. Go on.
Come on, then, miss.
Sondar, I need to take a look at the teleporter.
You'll never reach Venus. You'll never get past the blockade.
The Anastasia will be welcomed. Dandare. Their savior returns in empty triumph.
On a bombing run, with a gun to my head.
If you refuse, your friends will perish.
I can't fly the ship with a dead crew.
You don't have to fly it. Merely stand at the flight deck window and wave.
Never.
Colonel, consider for a moment. Don't you want to see a universe without suffering? Where there is eternal fulfillment, no more care or grief, where your loved ones, your friends, and your family no longer fail and leave you. Even your father.
Who told you that?
It is my business to know. Of course you want that. Because at the end, Colonel, as the last gleam of hope fades, you are all afraid to die.
The Anastasia is well guarded. Not sure what they're loading, but there's a work team in doing repairs.
No hope. No forest.
Listen, all this fretting, it's not good. And it's getting me depressed too. Must be catching. No, wait, don't go.
Train have weapons, guns, and whips.
To put you in your place, as slaves?
Train are slaves too.
Oh, right, solidarity? No, you're better than that. Weapons aren't bad, it depends who's using them. But you, Raylu, you're better armed than anyone. In your heads. We can't do that, only you, and today, you resisted. First time ever, am I right? Wasn't that good? And because of you, we're alive.
Colonel Dare said I must resist, but I did not know how.
But you soon found out.
Today, Urgulux saw a new thing, a bad thing.
Nah, would that be his supreme loathsomeness, the Mekon, by any chance? No wonder you're upset.
He is death. Our forest does not want him.
And you're getting clearer by the minute. Right. So what are you and I going to do about it?
The problem is knowing where to start.
I don't know, Professor. The principles of teleportation are not my speciality.
Then keep an eye open while I try to figure out these controls.
Stand away.
Garlock.
Guards?
You've lost control again.
Guards!
No one answers. Even your supreme leader no longer trusts you. You are finished.
He will soon recognize my devotion.
He even holds the professor here in higher regard.
This human? She knows nothing. What is she doing?
I know enough to see that at every level, Treen technology is a disappointment.
What?
Look at this teleport. It's a failure. It has no facility to screen transportable matter for bacteria.
You think not?
I can see. Human technology is naturally superior.
Arrant nonsense!
Even your ship is based on stolen designs?
My designs, given freely.
And we improved on them.
Impressively so, as it happens.
Thank you. As for our teleport, we achieved 81% screening of all bacteria, viruses, and possible nanocontamination during transfer.
And again, Treen technology outclasses you.
I find that hard to believe. No other problems at all?
None. It is a triumph of superior Treen advancement. Even the dysfunction with time dilation was resolved. Could you do that?
Chief Scientist Garlock, the Supreme Leader summons you. All of you are summoned into his exalted presence.
Here, Colonel, your errant crew.
Supreme Leader, one is missing, the older, offensive one.
Then find him now.
Colonel, are you all right? What have they done to you?
The Mekon here has been telling me his plans to return home to Venus.
Why? What's he been saying? As if I couldn't guess.
He'll be using the concentrate to attack his own world.
Which the Colonel will deliver.
What's this disturbance? What's happening? Supreme Leader, save yourself!
Protect me!
Don't you bloody move. You're going nowhere.
Digby!
I thought you'd never get here.
You brought backup.
It didn't take much persuading.
Garlock, protect me!
Go to hell, you murdering. Come on, Ergo. Here's your chance. Get in there.
Pick me up! End here. Death.
Get back!
This,
Hemi,
is where death dies.
Mess? Have mess?
Ergolax!
Supreme Leader, Garlock, hold on to me!
Away! Get me away!
The teleporter! Oh, no, you don't!
Stand away! Get back! It's on auto-send!
Then take one of your bombs!
No, Dad!
Let's see him out with that.
The Mekon has escaped.
What about Ergiluc? She's the one who saved us.
Sorry, Digby. I think she's... Ergolux.
Oh, you had us all there.
Ergolux, we owe you our lives.
She's hurt. She needs the medkit.
No, no. Much to do. Much to learn. Friends. The forest heals. It thanks you all.
That's it. Last of the Mekon stockpile.
Straight into the sun. Best place for it.
Are you two ready for this?
Your teleportation scheme. Well...
Do you want to get rid of the virus or not?
These aren't exactly lab conditions.
And we're never going to get this chance again. It could take us years to set up at home.
The system's ready when you are, Professor.
Thanks, Sundar. Right then. Uniforms off.
Uniforms?
Isn't that a bit... well...
Not ashamed, are you, Dan?
No, I was thinking of you. But not like that, obviously.
It means your modesty, Professor.
Don't worry, Colonel. We can keep our smalls on.
Oh, right.
On your signal, Professor.
Thank you. So, in theory, the teleport system scans, isolates, and removes any contamination from our bodies.
Including the nanovirus.
Since there's only one destination on the teleport...
The Mekon ship. Isn't that asking for trouble?
If it's still there.
The link is still registering.
However, I've interpolated a second destination, back here. The round trip automatically fetches us back where we started. Virus-free, hopefully.
Good luck, Prof.
Seconded. Okay. Ready when you are.
Right.
Stand by, my friends. Good luck. I'll see you again in a moment. I hope.
What happened?
Who turned the lights out?
Sundar? He was here. Sundar?
Not here now.
Steady.
It's all right. I'm fine.
The place is a wreck. We were only gone a second.
The ship's there. Covered in crud.
Neglected. But that's not possible.
Suppose the teleport was faulty?
I don't know. Garlock said something about a problem with time lag.
Oh, great. How long have we been away?
And the virus? Are we free of that?
I'm sure we are. We must be.
Here, look. Our uniforms. Filthy.
Moth-eaten?
Computer, contact Earth. Computer!
Anything?
No transponder signal from Earth. Nothing.
Why no response?
Dunno. We may have got rid of the virus problem.
Yes, I'm sure.
But where the hell is everyone?
In Dan Dare, Marooned on Mercury, dramatized for radio by Mark Platt, Dan Dare was Ed Stoppard, Digby, Jeff McGiven, and Professor Peabody, Hayder Reed. Ergolux was Kelly Burke, Sondar Bijan Danishman, Garlock Nicholas Briggs, and the Mekon Raad Rawi. Treen Captain was Alistair Locke, and the onboard computer Diane Weller. Other roles were played by members of the cast. Sound design and post-production Wilfredo Acosta. Original music, Imran Ahmad. Series script editor, Colin Brake. The executive producer was Simon Moorhead. Dan Dare, Marooned on Mercury was produced and directed by Andrew Mark Saul and was a B7 production.